It's springtime, and Carouge always puts on a big show about springtime. Lots of different events are going on. It's kicking off very shortly. It's actually sort of like going on a bit now, really, at in Carouge. Printemps Carouge, looking at secrets. And now on the line, I'm joined by Cecilia, who's from the communications department at Carouge. Cecilia, morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm fine. Now, I've got in front of me just basically your little PDF of all the stuff that you're doing in Carouge, and there is actually, frankly, just far too much to go through
this morning. True. We are gourmand, how you say in French.
Yeah, exactly. So you should check it out. Check out their website. I'll give you the website details in just a moment. But Cecilia, let's just go through a couple of the interesting things. Now, the one thing which I do know it comes under the term of secrets, and it's all about the Green Fairy. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, the Green Fairy was very well known throughout the world for its bewitching aroma.
Right.
And the thing is, it was prohibited for a long time, and absinthe did not disappear.
Right.
So we are actually proposing a night where the Maison de l'Absinthe from Neuchâtel is coming to Geneva to reveal the secrets of fabrication of the absinthe, and that will take place in the Chat Noir, followed by a special concert, Poppy Fusée. So it's a whole fun night on secrets, but secrets that might make you very joyful.
Yes. Well, if you overindulge, you might not remember much of it. But that is fantastic. So absinthe. So obviously, you can sample some of the absinthe there and learn a little bit about the history and about how it's made as well.
Exactly. It's really to understand the mysteries of fabrication and also the all the stories about the legendary spirit of the absinthe. So it must be very interesting. Of course, you need to have a little bit of French to understand the secrets, but right. Otherwise, you can just taste it and the secret will be revealed.
Exactly. You don't need any French to have a taste of it.
Exactly.
Now, also, as you say, though, so after that, this is all in the Chat Noir in Carouge. Then there's something you stay on, and there's a bit of a show.
Well, afterwards is a concert. It's Poppy Fusée, and she's like a folk singer. It's beautiful. You can, on our website, you can have a little bit of a sense of her performance because we have some videos posted. And it's a very nice atmosphere, and it's in English.
It's in English. Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So the Chat Noir in Carouge. Friday. The absinthe kicks off at 6:30. The secrets of the Green Fairy.
And the exactly.
Okay. Carry on.
No. It's all at the same place, so it's very practical. It's a whole night of fun. Yeah.
Right. And also, that's Friday. Then Saturday, you've got there's lots of things going on as well. You've got a whole lot of things going on in the middle of town at the Place de Sardin.
Yes. There are many things going on Saturday, but I picked up one thing that I think is going to be really stunning and that can be really interesting for families and for adults and children. It's a performance from Johann Le Guilherme. He arrives with 400 wooden carlets. And then he manipulates all these wooden carlets in the middle of the... Of course, there are many people working with him.
Right.
And it's like a giant beast that moves on its own and transforms itself. So, of course, the secret of fabrication and secret of making that here is in the theme. So this performance will take place from 2 p.m. until 8 p.m. So you can just come around, see a little while, then go to another exhibition. There are a lot of exhibitions during the festival, So it can be combined with some others. There is one which is very, very fun as well for children. It's called The House of Dorothy. And this is very interesting because in the 60s, the gay community in the United States would say, "Are you a friend of Dorothy? Are you a friend of Dorothy?" in order to enter the different parties.
Right.
So the U.S. government got to know that story and started spending millions to find Dorothy. But there was no Dorothy, actually. It was just really? a secret code.
Okay.
And this artist, Vincent Grange, has built from his imaginary Dorothy's house. The exhibition is about going through Dorothy's house. And there will be also a performance on Saturday, Princess Gender Fuck. And this will also be available for children. We have asked him to propose something that is good for families.
Right.
So it's going to be very, very fun and lively. And the house is absolutely stunning. All the details he has imagined. And Dorothy comes from the Oz. The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, the Wizard of Oz, that Dorothy. Okay, yes.
Of course.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now I would say that, like I say, on the schedule here, there's so much, we can't go through all of it. But so this is something that Carouge has been doing for many years now, sort of highlighting the coming of spring.
Exactly, 60 years, almost.
60 years.
So, yeah. It's a very, very old festival for us.
Right. What was the history? Do you know how it all, you weren't there 60 years ago, Cecilia, I know.
No,
that.
I wasn't. I'm a baby.
But
the origin is really about putting a local artist into light.
Right.
So the idea was really to help local artists to be able to show their work, and it's been transformed, over the years, and now we have also international artists that come. And the specific thing about Printemps Carougeois is that every year we have a different topic. So this year is secrets, and then the program is all about secrets, and next year will be something else. Last year was the cosmos. So that's what is really interesting, is that every time is really, really different. What stays year after year is the short film festival that you can also participate every year. And it's really a way to a first way to make movies. And the quality of the work that has been submitted is coming up and up every year. It's been 11 years now. And it's fantastic. So really come as well to see the short film festival.
Okay, right. Well, say Cecilia, we can't go through all of it. It's a packed program. But if anyone wants to find out more, the website is printemps-carougeois.ch.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah.
And go there, and you can see all the details there, the history behind it, all the program.
Yeah. Yeah. And everything is in English as well. We have the website in bilingual because we always think about people who just come to Switzerland and to Geneva, and there is of course a whole range of expats and international people. So we are very keen on having our website in English as well.
Okay. Well, that, no, it's excellent. We're very keen that you're keen. So it's good. And also, if you haven't actually just been to Carouge, if you haven't actually been there to have a look around Carouge, do that anyway. Take the opportunity to have a look around. So, Cecilia, I wish you the best of luck with this. This is ongoing. I mean, we're talking about Friday and Saturday events here. But, there are things going on right now.
Absolutely. And also tomorrow, Wednesday, there are also a lot of things. Really, I can't tell everything, but just go to the website and you can check per day until Sunday.
Until Sunday. So that's fantastic.
Exactly.
So, Cecilia, thank you for joining us this morning, and wish you the best of luck for the remaining of your little springtime festival.
Thank you very much to you, Mark. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was Cecilia there from Carouge. Printemps-carougeois.ch. That's the website. Go there. You can see all the details of what they've got on.